Blog Talk Radio.
For joining the show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for joining in to the show today, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 516-531-9483 is the call-in number to the show. That's where you can call in. You can listen live to the show. And if you'd like to be on the air, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air, and I guarantee you, I will get you on the air. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, before we get started, I just wanted to say, hey, welcome, guys. I see there are people joining the show right now. Welcome, 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 guys. I was having a little bit of sort of technical difficulties there. Just a minute getting up on the show. You guys know it's my first day back. And but to really be honest with you, I was sleeping. I was sleeping. Hey, I had my clock set. I thought I had my clock set. And then I got a phone call saying, hey, I thought your show was going to start at 10 o'clock. Thought your show was going to start at 10:30. Thought your show was going to. Well, anyway, so I got on, and, hey, we got it going, right? We got it going. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, I also want to thank my sponsors, CPA on Duty, for all your tax and accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. 770-732-0244 is the number to those guys, and you can call in and talk to them about taxes, accounting, whatever you need to. They are professionals. They can help you however you need. 770-732-0244. We also have a new sponsor, 3W Life Insurance. These guys can help you with final expenses and life insurance so you can take care of yourself or your loved ones through insurance and be able to help these guys with your final expenses once you pass away. You know, there's nothing more difficult than having to you know, take care of someone's final expenses when they aren't in order, right? When they aren't in order. Now, they didn't send me a phone number. I will get that to you guys in just a minute. I know they're listening to the show, so I will get that phone number to you guys as soon as possible. But it's 3W Insurance Needs. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, and welcome again, right? Now, let's see. I wanted to give you guys some weather. Right now in the ATL, it's 73 degrees, looking at a high of 88 today. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 86. Thursday, partly cloudy, 86. Friday, thunderstorm. Saturday, thunderstorm. Sunday, rain. Monday, sunshine. So it looks like it's going to be a good pretty much rest of the week. And looks like Friday and Saturday, we make it into some rain or thunderstorms, right? But hey, it's all par for the course, okay? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. I'm so glad to be back, guys. This is my first day back for 2019. I've been just trying to get some things done, trying to accomplish something that that I you know, it took me a while, but I got it done, and I'm actually 24 days ahead of schedule. So I didn't do too bad, right? And so now I'll be back up on the show. You guys just look out for that. I know a lot of you guys are on my show list where I can send out show notes to you guys all the time. So if you're not, you can follow the show. If you're online at blogtalkradio.com and you see an icon there that says follow this show, go ahead and click on that and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. Also through Facebook and Twitter, I'm in both places. And just holler at me. Just holler at me. I know a lot of you guys know me personally and have my number and all. And you can just let me know, right? And I also would love for you guys to send me some show ideas, right? I love that. Show ideas. Okay, okay, I get the whole thing for 3W Insurance. 3W Insurance Solutions, they just gave me this. Ensure your legacy so your loved ones won't be left with the burden of your final expenses. Also specializing in Medicare assistance needs. Call 678-628-2262. That's 678-628-2262. And please, let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. That's 3W Insurance Solutions. All right? So that works right there. Let's see. I want to do a word of the day. That always helps me. And today's word of the day is circadian. And it means being or having characterized by or occurring in approximately 24-hour periods or cycles. Okay? Being, having, characterized by, or occurring in approximately 24-hour periods or cycles. So that is circadian, C-I-R-C-A-D-I-A-N. So you guys can grab that and run with it however you want. And that's a good word. I never heard of that word before. But that doesn't mean anything, right? That doesn't mean anything. Again, all right, thanks, guys, for tuning in. I see there are more people joining the show, and welcome, guys. I apologize for jumping on the show in such a hurry and not being able to get my notes out to you guys in a timely manner. I will get better at that. I guarantee you that. Okay? So, let's go ahead and get into the show and let's have some fun, right? Let's have some fun. Today's show is entitled, Why is Atlanta so attractive to people who don't live here? Why is Atlanta so attractive to people who don't live here? See, and you know, my thing is, there's a guy in Atlanta, of course, who put together some T-shirts. T-shirts now. Now, this guy, these guys are making some real, real high dollars through these T-shirts. And all the T-shirts say is Atlanta is full. And what that means is that, you know, if you ever drive through Atlanta, and I'm sure most of you have, if you ever drive through Atlanta, through downtown, at a certain time of day, it's almost a 24-hour thing as far as traffic goes. It's almost a 24-hour thing. So if you drive through Atlanta, pretty much at any time of the day, unless it's 2, 3 in the morning or something, but you're going to run into hella traffic, okay? And what I mean by that is you're going to run into big, big traffic, all right? And so that's what, you know, it was a picture that was shown of Highway 75, which runs through the heart of Atlanta. And there was a picture shown, and it was a traffic jam, okay? And this traffic jam was symbolic of what these guys were using for their T-shirts. When they say, hey, Atlanta, hey, telling people that are not in Atlanta, saying, telling them, hey, showing them that, hey, we're full. This, you know, this city has grown so much that, you know, you wouldn't believe it. I grew up here from the northwest side of town. I grew up in Atlanta. Again, born and raised, I've always been here, and I've seen the city grow from when I was a kid till now. And it's you know, it's really unbelievable. So why is Atlanta so attractive to people who don't live here? The first thing I can think of is people, okay? Other people. You know, there are so many celebrities that are moving to town. And, you know, the people here, Atlanta people are so laid back, so in tune with what's going on here in Atlanta. And it's, you know, the heart of the city is predominantly black. Okay. And we're just attracting so many people. Not just black people, but white people and Asians and, you know, Latinos. Everybody's flocking to Atlanta. I tell you, someone told me that right now in Conyers, just in Conyers now, Conyers is a few miles east of Atlanta, and Conyers has 20 new developments, housing developments going up right now. In progress. If you go out there right now, you'll see somebody hammering a nail. Okay? 20 different housing communities going up in Conyers right now. I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot in one place, just in Conyers. Okay? And that's how fast Conyers is growing. Okay? People used to drive right on by Conyers. Okay? It wasn't an attractive place to live. But now, because there's so many people here, they have to live in the outskirts of town to be able to stay here. Because the interior of town is just, you know, like you got a bunch of food in your mouth and your jaws are sitting out wide. Okay, and then the next thing is music. Music is attracting so many celebrities, so many music people, and it's, you know, if you come to Atlanta or if you're in Atlanta and you go out at night, so you go out to socialize, you go out maybe to have dinner and then maybe go out to a bar or something and hang, have a little after dinner drink or whatever you're doing. There is really a huge possibility that you may see a celebrity walk in the door, or a celebrity may even already be there when you get there. You know, especially if you go to some of these big restaurants like a Chops or a Bones or a 103 West, some of these gigantic restaurants, some of these five-star restaurants where a lot of these celebrities are. Y'all know Tyler Perry's here. And actually, Tyler Perry's building a big place near my house. You know, he's probably not even maybe 15 minutes away from me. He's building his big place. He bought a lot of land, and he's building on it, okay? I saw him one morning when I was coming in from work. He was pulling out of the road that leads to his property, and I drove right by him. I could see him as clear as day right there sitting in the car. So, you know, like I said, at any time when you're in Atlanta and you get into the city, to the heart of the city, you're going to see some people. You know, you got music stars like T.I. and Big Boy and Andre 3000. All these guys live in Atlanta. They're from Atlanta, Ludacris. I mean, you just got a plethora of music celebrities and entertainers that live right here in the city. A guy like Peabo Bryson, the older cat, that, you know, had hits way back in the 70s and early 80s. Peabo Bryson lives here. okay? And, you know, I heard that Steve Harvey has a place here. Shaq has a place here. Charles Barkley. All these guys have got ties to Atlanta. And first of all, the people are what attracts them, and then the music. Then another thing is movies. If it's almost like when you're in the outskirts of the city, there are movies being shot all around the city, all the time. People are coming here to make their movies because Atlanta has been given some type of tax relief to these movie studios to come here and make movies. So, you know, as far as being in Atlanta, you have the opportunity to be a part of some of these movies. I know Tyler Perry is always looking for extras to be on his set. And, you know, a lot of times they'll pay you guys up to $300 a day for coming in and being an extra on the set. Now you gotta do right? You gotta do right when you get in there. But you know, that's an opportunity for a lot of people. So people, music, movies, and then I can also think of weather. Okay? The weather. If you're in Atlanta and you look outside right now, okay, if you look outside right now, then you'll see how beautiful it is today. Not too hot, okay? I mean, it gets hot in the summertime, in the peak of summer. You get up to the 90s, low 90s. So, it's, you know, it gets a little tough outside when it's up to 90. But, you know, on a day like today where the high is going to be 88 or 87, I can pull my convertible out today and ride with these, right? And then you got where we don't have the winter weather. We have a bad winter storm every few years. And when we do have a storm, hey, we just shut the city down. Hey, y'all stay inside for a few days till this thing over with, and then we'll start moving around again. We'll get everything going. That's the way we are. Okay? A lot of people come here and y'all Georgia folks can't drive in the snow. Well, first of all, you know, talking to you guys from the northern areas where it's a lot of snow. It's snow. Okay? It's not ice. When we have a storm, a winter storm, it's ice here on the roads. And I don't care who you are. You can be Jeff Gordon or Dale Earnhardt Jr., whoever that racers are. I don't care if you're them, the professional drivers. If there's ice on the road, you're not gonna survive. The ice is gonna win every time. Okay? So that's why we just shut the city down. Okay? There's no need of putting everybody in harm's way for this type of stuff. And again, like I say, the people from these northern states are talking about, y'all don't know how to drive in the snow. Well, it's not snow. And then when we did have our big storm, in Atlanta, you know, when they showed all these cars stuck on the highway and in ditches and all this stuff, guess what? Those cars had northern tags on them. People, you know, most of the people who are driving through the city or people who live here and hadn't gotten their license plate changed at all. okay? Those folks were the ones that were sitting in the ditch, okay? So there's no way that the Northerners can drive on ice as well. See, it's snow up there. It's so cold that, you know, that it doesn't run to ice. Okay? It's just cold as all outdoors in the northern area. But when snow falls, it's just snow hitting the ground. And then you got all these snow plows up there where you guys can push this snow out the way and your roads look good. Okay, if I was from Atlanta living in the north, and you guys push this snow out of the way and push the roads clear, I'd drive there too. Okay, I'd drive in the snow as well. It's just snow. It's not ice. But we get ice in Atlanta. Now, guys, you can call in and talk to me or give your comments or opinions. Call 516-531-9483. And if you'd like to be on the show, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and I will get you on the air. Now, again, those are some reasons, and I'm sure there are a lot more reasons that why Atlanta is so attractive to people. But there's so many people wanting to move here. There was a young lady that said that her aunt came here from, I don't know if it was from Chicago or somewhere in Missouri, something like that. But her aunt came here to, you know, to see everybody, and she stayed for like 3 or 4 days. And now she can't stop talking about Atlanta. She says she can't wait to move to Atlanta. Okay? Been in the North all her life. Now she wants to come to Atlanta just from a few days of visiting. Okay? That's how we grab people and keep them. Right? That's how we do. That's Atlanta, y'all. ATL, right? And we got the world's busiest airport out here in South Atlanta, where you can fly in from anywhere and you can fly out to anywhere. It's the busiest airport in the world. Busiest in the world. So, you know, and, you know, we got a lot of attractions in Atlanta, okay? We got a lot of attractions in Atlanta. There's a lot to do in Atlanta. There are always things going on. You're never bored in Atlanta. And if you make it downtown and get you a place to park and just walk, you can walk into bars and restaurants and eat and eat and eat and drink and drink and drink and hang out. I mean, it's awesome. You guys should try it. Now, I'm not inviting you to Atlanta. Well, I am inviting you to Atlanta. I'm not going to be like that. I am inviting you to Atlanta. We can accommodate you, okay? I see there are people on the air from 314 area code, 406 area code, 419 area code, 803 area code. I mean, people from all over. And I appreciate you guys listening in to the show. This is my first day back, and I have a great crowd. Now, I don't know what my numbers are online or you know, whatever, but I will know after the show. But I guarantee you, with a queue full of people, I guarantee you there's that many more who are listening online. And I appreciate you guys. 516-531-9483. Again, you guys, you can get on my Facebook page, send me show ideas through Facebook. You can text me and text me something, you know, live. I don't care, and give me some show topics, something that you would like to listen to, something that you'd like to hear about. Now, I can't say that I know everything. I know every subject. I don't think that no one does. But all I'm saying is I know a lot about a little, and I know a little about a lot. So anything you throw my way, I can probably touch on it. Okay, I can probably touch on it. And, you know, I may not know a lot about it, but I guarantee you I know something about it. And if I don't, I can get online and find out, right? Or I have friends who will find out for me and let me know, all right? It's so great with you guys, with you listeners, because I'll say something or I'll be looking for a word to say, okay, or something to say, and I can't, the word is on the tip of my tongue, but I can't let it out. And I say, you guys know what I'm saying, what I'm trying to say. And the next thing you know, I get a text on my phone from one of the listeners and say, yada, yada, yada. And that's exactly what I was trying to say. That's how serious my listening audience is. And I do appreciate you guys. And again, I've missed you. I've missed every single one of you. I've been just trying to do some things to further my life, okay? Or I don't know what you call it, excel my life, get better, try to make more money, I guess, all this kind of stuff. So and I do that for you, because the more I, you know, expand my horizons, I believe that helps you to do the same thing. Okay, you want to expand your horizons. You want to make more money with something that you really, really love to do, and that's the heart of it. That's all I've been doing. Is trying to expand my horizons. And hopefully, keep your fingers crossed for me, that I will, okay? Because as I move in different directions, I want to help you guys move in different directions. Whatever it is that you want to do, okay? Whatever it is that you want to do, you can accomplish it, okay? You know, I've told my girls all the time that, you know, there are, if you go into a doctor's office, although it may have taken them a long time to get through college and medical school and all this stuff, but they made it. They didn't give up. They're doctors. Now, all doctors aren't just out of this world smart. Okay, all doctors didn't have 3.8 and 3.5 grade point averages throughout medical school. How many doctors have you gone into the doctor's office, and you see their diplomas on the wall from whatever college they went to? You see their diplomas and everything on the wall, graduating medical school. None of their diplomas have their grade on there. None of their diplomas show their grade point average throughout medical school. None of their diplomas show them as being C students or B students or A students. None of them does. It just say that there are doctors. They're medical doctors. They're MDs. Okay? So as long as you don't give up, and make it through,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you did it, what you did to get through there. You got through there. And now you've seen the light at the end of the tunnel, and you grab a hold of it. You're there. You see the light. You can get there. Anybody can. Okay? You have the brain function, the brain capability to get there. Now, I know I'm all off subject and all this stuff, but sometimes I go there. Right? I love to teach. Okay? And I love to be taught. I love to learn other things. I love to learn from you guys. But you guys are the reason that I'm here. If you weren't here, I wouldn't be here. So I do, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you guys like well over 100%. I do. I wasn't expecting this type of turnout today for my listeners, since it was my first day back. I know tomorrow will probably be bigger. But hey, it is what it is. Now, you know, with that said, I have about 3 minutes left in the show. I'm going to close out in just a minute. But join me tomorrow, same place, same time, right here on the Frank Williams Show, 10:30 a.m. sharp. I should be up and running on the show, okay? I should be up and running on the show at 10:30 tomorrow. I have a great topic for tomorrow. I got topics galore. All right? I got topics galore. So I want you guys to also send me some topics. Okay? I get about 500 to 600 emails per day, but that's gonna really push me through. Now I have a caller from the 314 area code. The first three digits are 381. Let's see. Hey, caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Who's this and where you calling from?
Hey, Frank, this is Pianchi. I'm calling from Louisiana. Hey, don't you have topics on politics sometimes?
Yeah, I do. I do. I sure do. You have something?
I think I've had them with you before, and I think you and I think along the same line, so that's why I asked.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know.
I do. I think I definitely remember your voice. You got a distinct voice there. I do remember. I did a show one time about police officers or something like that, and I think you called in and we. We talked a while. I think I gave you the show that day.
Oh, well, that's really, really grateful of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I have political leanings with the present administration, and I thought maybe you and I had some positive. Rather than that, I did the reason why, and.
Yeah.
People don't never get into the reason why. They always say, oh, you did this, you did that. And people don't understand. But I was wanted. I hope you have a conversation, because I would be interested in seeing how the population in Atlanta, the black population in Atlanta, where you have a different, I guess we can call class and spectrum. You know, you mentioned your daughters are going to be doctors. Well, they're going to be in a different spectrum compared to somebody who's, you know, not there. They're working on the other end. I was just trying to see how the political thought runs along that line of spectrum. And you would best know, because the only time I come to Atlanta, my grandson used to practice, do baseball training there with Coach Phillips out there in Stone Mountain. I think that street is Broadview, but off of Memorial Drive. But anyway, I catch you in the future, hopefully soon.
Okay, no problem, buddy. I'll be on Friday. On Friday now, I have Free Fall Friday, so anybody can call in and talk about anything they want. I'll put you on the air
if you want to come on Friday and shoot me something, and we'll I'll get you on the air. You can talk, and I'll just dive in with you.
All right, that sounds great, my friend.
Okay, I appreciate you listening. Hey, take care of yourself, and we'll talk soon.
You too. Thank you very much. Bye bye.
All right, thanks a lot. So again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Take care of yourselves. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you.